Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go eavesdropping on the enemy here. See what they're saying in Detroit. They're talking about Philadelphia. First, can we hear from Jared Goff? I believe Hugh's number one quarterback in pro football in this week's Power Rankings. Here's Goff talking about Philadelphia.
They're well known for being the meanest fans, and you know I'll have to have some thick skin when I'm in there, so none of their insults can really get to me. You know, that'll be part of my mindset. But no, they're it'll be fun. They'll be loud. It'll be rocking. I know they're passionate, and I can't wait. Yeah, man, we're excited. It's one, you know, obviously against Super Bowl champ last year. It's one kind of everyone has circled on their calendar. When the year comes out, you get a shot at the team who won it last year in their place, Sunday Night Football, the whole thing. It'll be great, and our guys will be ready to go.
You know, I was trying to think back as he said all that. How many times has he played here? He's been in the league since 2016, right? He came in the same draft class as Carson. I can only remember one. Maybe I'm missing one. So he played here. It was
what's even the one?
The week they played them week two or three.
So basically, I think he lied.
Well,
what it sounded like.
Didn't the Rams come in here week two or three of 2020? The Eagles lost to them by like 14 points.
Yeah. And
it was
a tough Wednesday.
It was a tough Wednesday, yes.
You had pick in the end zone, right?
Yes. I can't think of another time Goff came here. Now, the Eagles played in Detroit in 22. And then they just haven't matched up in recent years.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Hmm. You would think they've played more. I mean, and then the Eagles played out in L.A. a couple times against Jared Goff, but not here.
Not
much experience, unless I'm missing one. All right, so we heard from Goff. Now let's hear from the head coach of the Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell, chiming in on Philadelphia.
It's a great place to play. I mean, it's electric. It's had batteries thrown at us, spit on. You know, it's just the classic stuff, man. It's probably the most hostile place to play. And then, you know, going into the stadium, leaving it during the game, you know, things have backed off a lot now since back in the day. Like, some of these things you can't do anymore. But, you know, I remember Strahan in 99, maybe it was 99 or 2000. Anyway, I think it was 99. Strahan, I think we were in overtime. Anyway, he took a fumble recovery all the way back to the house. We won the game because of that. So we all go back there to meet him. And I just see this. It was like a 64-ounce cup this guy had that was full of tobacco spit. Oh. And I'm running over there celebrating. He just pours it on Strahan's back while everybody's running over there. I backed off at the last minute.
Yeah, good call.
But you know, just stuff like that. So it's a hostile environment. I mean, it gets you fired up.
So typically, when there's one of those,
I don't believe that.
So usually, it's like it's the worst place. I hate it. It almost seemed like he enjoyed the story he was telling. Like, that's awesome.
It tracks with Dan Campbell.
It does. Like,
he's a little
pour some crap on him, and he'd like it.
Got to think that Hugh's right here, that he's BSing.
Nobody.
64-ounce cup full of tobacco spit?
That's gross.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Who has that kind of cup anyway?
Nobody can produce 64 ounces
of spit,
even with a lip in their mouth.
Not only that, man. I mean, you know, you pour some spit on somebody, I'm going to do the thing. I'm going to jail that day. That's a put some money on my books.
Something tells me Strahan ends up in the news. If
that's
that
what
was
I'm
real.
Saying. That's some put some money on my books day.
So
I'm going to jail.
Maybe our U people could help us because they're on YouTube all the time. We are on the lookout. So you and Dan played in the same division for at least three or four years, right? Mm-hmm. Him on the Giants, you on the Eagles. He was like that second blocking tight end. So I have to imagine if we comb through enough of the old games, there will be a moment where he's in specifically to help chip on you.
You know who we need? Our buddies in our fantasy league, John, does the All About the Birds thing.
Yeah, if we could find Campbell and Douglas.
If there's one person that can find us a clip of any time Hugh Douglas and Dan Campbell cross paths on the field.
I think it'd be
awesome. We're not looking to embarrass you.
No, because you can't. If there's one tight end that I remember – that used to give me fits. Mark Bruner. Pittsburgh Steelers. He was grown-ass, man.
Really?
I actually think for the vibes tomorrow, it'd be better if he tried to block you and you just arm-shivered him out of the
way.
We
need Hugh to, like, Reggie White, slap him in the head.
Probably not that, but I probably ragdolled him. You know, he probably got ragged.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yep. So, Johnny, if you're listening, or anybody else.
We're on the lookout for it. If we could find it, we'll play. I just need, like, who would it be? Like, Dick Stockton back in the day? Campbell goes up. Douglas knocks him over on the way to the quarterback. I need one of those tomorrow. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Here's how I know I'm onto something. Marlon says Joe's theory is dumb. Marlon, what's up, pal?
Just like that.
Marlon?
Oh, the mom was too big for Marlon.
And I try to bring him up.
Marlon's a problem. I mean, all the time.
All right, we'll put Marlon back on hold. Get him up. He thinks my theory is dumb. That means I'm probably right. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. Andy!
Good afternoon, Hugh.
What's going on, Andy? How you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Well, you ain't talking to Joe, Andy. You're not talking to Joe today?
Talking to who?
I could use a break. I'm good.
You mean the guy who put me in the same boat as Elliot last week?
Is that what he did?
I was told by Kyle that's what you believed. I'm like Ron Burgundy. What's ever on the board in front of me, I'm just going to read it. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, I told you the truth. You're a crumb creep, Joe. I'm going to fight you. This thing with A.J. Brown, it kind of goes back to yesterday. I just don't care. I'm glad, as we're saying to Kyle, like, I don't agree with him. I agree with your points, Joe, that I think he's not getting open. But I'm glad he's at least just come out and said it instead of being so cryptic and writing things here and there and, you know, not being honest about everything. So at least we got that under our...
Andy, I agree with that. It was better to do it in that forum, speak freely, say what you got to say. So now there's no ambiguity, right? Like, we know what he said, and now they got to handle it.
I do agree with him, you know, in a sense that the offense overall needs to improve. But just the thing about it being, making it about him, that I can't deal with. So I'm done with that. I do also like the fact that Sirianni is also all of a sudden developing an edge. Feel like he's like really become an NFL coach now.
You know what? It's that point of the season where he's got to get pissed at the media. Now we're back. I mean, we have achieved that. All right, so Andy, what do you got for us? Well, give us a beef the two people had.
All right. Well, I can't believe this is actually a real beef, but it is. The Philly Fanatic and oh my God,
Tommy! Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda. Yeah,
I knew where you were going with it.
On his name.
Oh, you went to old school.
It's one of the funniest things you've ever seen. Have you ever seen that, Hugh?
I have not.
Oh, well, I'll send it to you. You would love it.
So yeah, Tommy Lasorda and the Philly Fanatic.
That's an all-timer, Andy. I love the video every time it pops up. Good one, Tommy Lasorda against the Fanatic. There. All right, let's go to Vernon. How about this? We got one. Hugh Douglas is right. What's up, Vernon?
What's up, man? What's going on, guys?
What's up, pal?
Not much, man. I think I agree with Hugh. I think he is talking about Jalen. And I think the problem with the Eagles passing game is the quarterback. I think his flaws and his weaknesses and what he doesn't do well is the reason why the Eagles passing game always struggles. He had different coordinators. Yes, we can make that excuse. But it's other teams and other quarterbacks that have different coordinators that still have success and look better with less talent. I just think Jalen is the reason that the offense is not firing on all cylinders and is not a dominant offense.
It feels like AJ thinks that. That's what it feels like because he absolved the quarterback. I mean, he absolved the offensive coordinator and the coach. So who else is he talking about?
He's talking about Jalen, man.
That's what it feels like.
A lot of people
don't want to hear that because you can't say anything bad about Jalen, but it's 100% Jalen. The offense should be way better. And not to mention, Joe, you're right when it comes to A.J. not getting as much separation, but what happened to a quarterback throwing his receiver open? Jalen doesn't throw in anticipation.
I agree
with
you.
And that's the reason why he doesn't throw to the middle of the field.
I agree.
Because when you throw to the middle of the field, you got to throw with anticipation.
Of course you do. You got to see it. You got to almost throw the guy open. I you're right.
And not to mention, it's times where A.J. has been wide open, and Jalen just doesn't throw him the ball. Like that New York Giants game where he threw to Jahan Dotson, that was a pick. A.J. was wide open. If you throw to the back of the end zone, A.J. runs right under it. It's a touchdown. The ball that he threw to Devontae that he missed, you got to make that throw. That's 14 points.
Yeah.
Win that game.
Vernon, I don't disagree, and I agree with you over the middle stuff. All right, Vernon, what do you got for us? A beef between two people.
Let's do Craig and Debo from Friday.
Craig and Debo from Friday. That's Vernon, good phone call. All right, so I hear Vernon. I hear you. I think I probably said similar things in the past. My question is, and my frustration with this is, did A.J. Brown live under a rock? Like, again, Jalen Hurts hasn't gotten worse, guys. This is who Jalen Hurts is. That again, let's just say it clearly. A good quarterback. A very good quarterback.
No, not arguing that.
But not the guy that we're talking about, like, in terms of window throwing and in terms of anticipatory throwing. Anyone that talks about film, Hugh says this all the time, right? The people that watch film, he doesn't like to make those throws. He likes to see it. My question is, did A.J. live under a rock for the past 4 years?
It felt
Or is it his production is down, so now he is bothered by it?
See, and again, Joe, I can't answer that question because I think that's up in the air. Now, it's fun. Like, when I say this, I'm trying to be clear. I'm an A.J. fan. I'm a Jalen fan. Always been a Jalen fan. And, like, I listen to everything that's being said. The other night, Monday night game, when Troy was talking about him, and he was talking about how it resonated with him about nothing, you know, all that matters is a win, and he don't care what the stats look like. You said something that I just thought about that makes sense. Troy Aikman wasn't a great quarterback. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but his numbers weren't that great. And all he cared about was winning. And, you know, he was the type of guy that got the ball in the hands of his playmakers. So that resonated with Troy. That, like, Jalen's play resonates with Troy. And I'm a diehard, old school guy, man. Winning is winning. But when I hear what's being said in these press conferences and the way that AJ was adamant about how he felt, excuse me, and deductive reasoning. I mean, the consensus is that, to me, I think he's talking about the quarterback. And when you look at the way that Jalen's been playing and the way that this offense is designed, which has been, you know, validated from the head coach and offensive coordinator, that he feels like he's being frozen out of it. And the fact that you have an offensive player that talks about how if you got running 60 plays, he should at least be getting 12 to 15 touches or attempts. We're talking about two or three a game. I see why he's upset. Now, all of the other stuff that we talked about today, that's on the table because we don't know. We don't know if he's the receiver that he once was or anything like that. But is this safe to say, okay, take his talent out of it. Is this safe to say that for the type of money he's making, two catches or two attempts a game is not good enough?
Yeah, of course not.
Okay, so who is that on?
It's on Jalen and the coordinator and him.
Okay, so he's already absolved the coordinator.
But why does he absolve himself?
Joe, listen to what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm not arguing that because I think we're saying the same thing, but I'm trying to get to where I feel AJ is going.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, AJ makes how much? We talk about how much money he makes a year?
32.
And we also talk about Schmitty being a better receiver. Who makes the most money?
AJ, but that doesn't mean he's better.
I didn't say it. Who makes the most money?
AJ.
Who should get the most targets?
Devontae.
Joe.
You asked me a question, I answered.
Saquon Barkley has been struggling
to
run the ball this year. Is that a fact?
Mm-hmm.
He got the touches. He got 22 touches. So much so that we recklessly speculated about him. And then, you know what's funny? Because a caller called in this morning. Now, we know Saquon Barkley to be the leading rusher from last year, right? you in the car, and you piggyback with it, so I'm going to jump on you a little bit too. Y'all had the nerve and the audacity to bring up the stat that he's leading the league in catches. Are you serious? Like, what are you doing? What are we doing? Like, we're not leading the league in catches, but he's having a better year catching the football. I don't care about him catching the football out the backfield. But, I need him running. I need him toting the rock.
Right, but when
we gave him extra bread.
Hold on. When we only have 15 completions a game and three go there, there's not an.
All right, let me. I ask you a question.
That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever heard it back in the day? Pat Riley's the disease of Moore.
What's that?
It was when he was coaching the Lakers, and the disease of Moore. He that was the phrase he had for how success can lead to a desire for even more, such as individual recognition. Mm-hmm. Yesterday during the press conference. It was part of when Sirianni got upset. I think it was right before. Someone asked him, do you think it's sustainable to have this many star players that want the football? And he started to get annoyed, and he said, well, it's been pretty sustainable for 2 years. I'm starting to wonder if it is sustainable. All these guys want the football. There's only one football. It's like in basketball. Kevin Durant didn't stay with the Warriors for very long, right? When there's this many mouths to feed, and again, you don't have a quarterback that is going to throw the ball 40 times a game. How do you feed all the mouths to keep everyone happy? It doesn't work. Like the only way it works is if everyone puts their ego away. And it seems like one guy can't do that.
But again, I argue. Because let's just talk about the money. I got a $32 million receiver that is only getting two or three catches a game. Is only being targeted two or three times a game. Financially, I ain't talking about what he looked like. Financially. That makes no sense.
But that's not how the Eagles should operate. No, they should operate on who the best player is.
But listen, Joe, that's how the NFL operates.
Bryce Huff got knocked out of here and didn't play last year. He was making $14
million. Bryce Huff didn't fit the defense that we were in.
Right.
And that's an anomaly. But we re-upped AJ twice.
Again, why do I care? I only care about them winning.
No, Joe, I get what you're saying. And I'm not arguing that point. But the bottom line is this, and this is a bottom line business. They have a $32 million receiver that if you go back and you look at the stat sheets, I ain't talking about catches. I'm talking about attempts. Go back and look at his attempts.
Yeah, his targets.
Or his targets. Yeah. Two or three targets a game.
And they won.
But Joe, I
thought the main thing is the main thing.
The main thing. It is, Joe. Well,
that's
it
why
is.
I don't think he cares about winning as much as
the
stats.
But Joe, go back and look at Amon-Ra St. Brown's numbers. And he's not the receiver that AJ is.
He's better. I'm telling you, he's open all the time.
My point is, you throw the ball to the money.
No, you don't. Okay, you know what?
Joe.
Okay, you know what, Sunday? Let's have it everyone's way. Throw the ball to him 15 times. Do you think they're more likely to win the game if they throw to him 15 times on Sunday?
Why are you getting mad at me?
Because it's a joke.
It's not a joke,
Joe. It is.
It's how he feels.
I don't care.
And the truth be told, we don't know what AJ is this year.
No, I do. I see it. He's not the same, man.
No, he hasn't been targeted. Let me go look at.
Why hasn't he been targeted?
Because National the Feelings League.
Quick question. Let's say they throw the ball to AJ 15 times on Sunday, 15 times the week after that. You know whose carries go down? Saquon. Can't Saquon stand up and say, give me the rock. You paid me $25 million. They have a lot
AJ
of
Brown. First game of the season.
Yeah.
One reception.
And they won.
One reception.
And they won.
One target.
They won.
No, but the point.
But it doesn't correlate to winning. Doesn't that? Does anyone else care about this?
I'm not arguing the winning part, Joe.
What are we doing?
I am arguing what he feels and how he feels.
I get it.
And the verdict for him, as far as him being a horrible receiver, is inconclusive.
Or
a diminished receiver. Second game of the season, five targets.
And they won.
I'm not arguing that point. I'm just saying. And that's probably what he's feeling.
Wonderful. Are his feelings the point of this season or of winning football games are? Again, the same logic to all Jalen Hurts does is win.
He went off in the Rams game, though.
Keep the main thing the main thing. Why does it not apply to AJ? Do we have a verdict on that?
No, with AJ, he's a competitor.
There it is. Joe, Jalen Hurts, his stats don't matter. All he does is win. AJ, his stats matter. He's highly paid.
See that? Because that's the way AJ went about this is what we hear. Like, that's all we hear because we can't separate the messenger from the message. And I get that. And I'm not going to try to litigate that with anybody. I get that. But the bottom line is this. Where this offense is and where it should be, they're not there. And that's his frustration. The way he worded it and the way that he manifested for him is not the right way.
Why do you think he ignored the 38 points they scored without him?
Because it did that didn't fit his narrative.
Sure didn't, because reality doesn't fit his narrative. His narrative is him.
Yeah, but even in that win, Joe, you this offense still
was great.
Sporadic. They were still sporadic. They were stagnant at times.
They were great on the Giants game.
Well, they're not. Yeah, because they got their butt kicked. That was the motivation. But the point is, that's what he's feeling. I think that's what he's feeling.
I know.
I'm recklessly speculating.
But sometimes your feelings could be based on nonsense.
Nobody cares about your feelings.
I don't care. Again.
Like, no, I'm just saying. I'm just metaphorically speaking.
But I'm with you. I'm with the metaphor. I don't care about the guy's feelings. It's about the Eagles. Not about A.J. Brown. This whole thing has been twisted around because everyone's got 11 jerseys and they bought them and they like A.J. Brown, or they draft him in fantasy, or they bet his props.
But he told you to stop doing that.
He did say to drop it for fantasy. All right, let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
David.
Hey, Joe, can you please not yell at me? I've had a bad week.
David, I would never yell at you, ever.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Shut up, David.
Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
They have apps for all those guys that are sliding your DMs, so you can take advantage of that.
Yeah, wait a minute, that was a joke. But I didn't get it. What do you mean they got apps?
A lot of dudes were sliding in your DMs.
Oh, I'm not dating. I'm undating.
These dudes each other, man. And it was not boring.
I'm flattered.
Thank God, because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Trust me, it was funny.
Trust me, my joke was funny. You guys didn't get it.
No, right,
go
ahead, David.
There you go. I know. So as far as A.J. Brown goes, he really does need to just shut up. We go through this every year. It's like the norm now instead of the anomaly. And, you know, he's an individual who chose to play a team sport. And as far as it goes, it's got to be all about teams. It's all got to be about the wins. And we're winning despite, and I'm going to throw this offensive coordinator because I can't stand him. He's so pedestrian. And he hasn't gotten any better. He's gotten a little better, but they win just because they are just so much more talented than every team they're playing. But if AJ's not getting open like he used to, and Joe, I think you're on something. He's got to be in decline or something, or he's still injured. Because You look at Devontae Smith, that cat's always open. You know, when you're throwing him, he's wide open. When you're throwing to AJ, it's always a contested ball, and there's always defenders around him. Now they're pushing more towards his way, so Petrullo needs to find a way to get him open. Which, if they're playing that zone, that middle of the field is always open. So all you got to do, instead of just run that fly, just turn him to the right.
And dump that.
It's been a week. It's been a week around here. Yeah, no, David, they should be able to get him open a little bit more, even if they have to scheme it up. I agree. On the targets he gets, they should be easier. All right, David, what do you got for us for the beef? Two people that have beef.
I'm going to go with this one because it cost one network like billions of dollars. Ooh. And I'm going to go with Jay Leno and David Letterman.
That's a good one. And that was a big one. Deal Leno and Letterman.
I thought he was going to go YouTube TV and ESPN.
Oh, that's a new version. Yeah, it's costing people money and frustration. All right, 215-592-9495. We're going to come up with a winner today for CombiCon, a big qualifying prize today.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Not yet. We have
a little day. We're kind of fast.
Don't you leave yet.
Sue's trying to get right up on out of here, man.
No, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
You would think after all that sleep you had last night, you're good to go for more sleep.
We'll address that too, by the way.
I'm well rested.
Yeah, well, okay. We'll get to that. You people coming up, and they're apparently going after Hugh big time today.
Crushing Hugh.
Woo! All right, we'll get to that. And we might have to pile on because our very own Hugh Douglas had quite the pop-pop moment yesterday, and I don't think he knows what he did.
So he has no idea.
We'll unveil that to him next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Wait a minute, do I have another read? Yes, I do. Okay. We've been cooking up game day recipes all season long, people. Now it's time to take Hatfield Recipe Essentials, the sweet Italian sausage, to the Thanksgiving table. Elevate your stuffing with this savory side dish that steals the spotlight, or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good your family will be full all day long and they won't even want that Thanksgiving dinner. That's a lie. They're going to probably still eat that. Find Recipe Essential Sweet Italian Sauce at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I don't know what you're singing for, bud. Talking about you.
Be up Baroon.
All right, welcome back. As the good reverend over here brings us back with song. So a couple things that we noticed last night. Number one, of course, was you signed off to go to sleep last night at 7:19 p.m.
Yes,
your goodbye message on Twitter and Instagram, 7:19 p.m.
I was tired.
On a Wednesday. Okay, so we had that. And then you did wake up in the middle of the night, right? You had a message. Can we play that and just... Hugh, I don't think you realize the pop moment you had. I think you think it's about the message. Yeah. It's about the closing of the message.
Really, just the end of it here is the part I clipped.
Okay.
But we'll get a piece of what he was talking about, which was some nonsense, too. But
here Let's hear it.
Let me tell you, you usually when it's football.
Oh, sorry.
That's nonsense. Yep. So if y'all can help me out, let me know. So basically, the question is, do y'all lay your outfits out? And like, regardless to what the weather is, you're gonna wear that outfit because you're trying to look cute. I'm just curious. I just was just something that woke me up out of my sleep. I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know this ain't got nothing to do with sports, but
it was
on my mind, man. And that's just how things work now. You know, I am that age. I'm just trying to figure it out. So help me out. Right. Somebody help me out.
What city are you in?
I'm in Philly. No, you know what it was? Because I told you I woke up out of my sleep. And it was on my mind, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, do women lay their outfits out? Like, you know how I always like to make jokes about, ooh, I'm a killer with this outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we went to the game the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was cold.
Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
Yeah, it was
Tuesday.
Cold.
Tuesday. It was very cold.
It was brick.
It was.
But we were down in Lexus Club, right? And, you know, we're watching the game or whatever. And there were a lot of people dressed like with summer outfits on, like midriffs and
too cold for that,
and booty shorts and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
Like, yeah, cheeks was hanging out and everything. No, cheeks was out.
All right, slow down.
And I was like,
family show.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I was just curious because it was cold, and I'm like, why are you dressed like that?
Yeah. So are you just going to gloss over that you said you'll be on Atlanta radio in the morning?
Did.
Okay.
That's not the point is the point.
Yeah. You know how you wake up, you don't know where you are sometimes if you fall asleep in a weird place. You didn't know what city you worked in.
It's Manchester on another planet.
Hey, and I went right back to sleep.
Well, so all right,
that's the bad part about it.
Can we address the other part?
What?
You said that thought woke you up out of your sleep.
Yeah.
How?
Because I was thinking about the game the other night because I was talking about it to somebody and they said, well, who won the game? And I was like, you know what? I didn't even watch the game because I was too busy.
Because the cheeks were out.
Well, cheeks was out.
Cheeks were out. Okay.
Cheeks was out. And I was just like, because this is like, here's the thing, lady. This is from my perspective. I can't dress, but I understand that a lot of times when you go to basketball games, you're going to be seen. But as a guy, The winter outfits hit different than the summer ones because when you're wearing the boots and the nice sweaters and stuff, that's an indicator that you can dress. Like when you're wearing the midriffs and your cheeks is out and stuff, that's an indicator that the only thing you really got going for you is like your frame.
Yeah.
Like
I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing going.
Sports Radio 92.9
The Game. That's what I thought about because I was like, okay, is it that or is it that you're just going to wear the outfit that you want to wear regardless to what the weather
is. You considered that whatever they were trying worked because their appearance woke you up out of your sleep two nights later.
Well, no,
because
I was just kind of, like, no.
If they were looking for your attention, they clearly
It was because, again, like a lot of times, you know, people wake up and we do it all the time. We talk about our fits. Ooh, I'm going to wear this fit Friday night. Ooh, I'm going to kill them with that one. Like some guys do, most guys do.
I wear a hoodie
every
day.
Or you get you get a nice little hat. You get one of the new starter hats, and you're like, "Ooh, I'm gonna wear this with my J's at the Sixers game." And I just wondered if women did the same thing.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay,
woke me up.
Is Atlanta also a Midwest city? Because I could see why you would confuse the two if they're both the same region.
The 92.9 The Game just kills me. All right, quickly.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Until you said it, I still
didn't. I know, that's the best part.
I'll be on the air tomorrow from 10 to 2. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The last time you did that was when we had Andy Reid on, and I had to like commandeer the interview.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing? Yeah, I was asleep. Woke me up out of my sleep.
All right, our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. What do you think A.J. Brown cares more about, winning or his stats? You guys are
50-50.
I love you guys. I mean, this is rich. 53% winning, 47% his stats. I mean, you guys are something else.
A couple.
Because they heard me.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
They heard me.
You guys are something.
There's
else.
Some pretty good some comments on this one here. Let me try and pull them up.
I'm sure they're.
My favorite is the one guy who's trying to get everybody to not vote.
Oh, that's how things get
changed.
He's
saying, do not vote. Do not vote. Like, multiple times. A lot of votes.
I think he thinks if he didn't vote, we wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah, 1,676 people did not listen to him, by the way, despite his best efforts. And then my favorites are the guys who are, like, making polls about WIP underneath ours. Like, they're going to cook us.
Oh, yeah.
What did it do? WIP, rage bait or sabotaging Philly teams? You got us.
That's a good one.
You got us. Put the fries in the bag.
Would that get a 50-50 split on that
one?
Well,
yeah, well, I should reply and say neither.
Both.
Like they do to us. Yeah.
I like that.
See, this is where...
We're slow news day.
I got
slow news day.
And you know, you never hear anybody answer, okay, how's it rage bait? Because it's my thoughts.
Well,
it's your thoughts.
I don't think you know this. If a bad take is one that someone doesn't agree with you, that's the way it works. I don't agree with you. Bad take. I agree with you. Great take. That's how things work. All right, quickly before we
put the fries
in the bag.
Well, yeah, I heard yesterday Baldy was saying that the Eagles' offense doesn't match up to the Rams or Seahawks.
Ooh, did he get to put the fries in the bag?
I haven't looked at the comments, but that's tough to say. Yeah. I mean, Baldy's a true football guy.
Don't ever say anything negative about the Eagles.
No, you can't do that.
Or that they're not the greatest thing ever.
Mm-mm. All right, quickly before we get back to the phones, we got to pick a winner as well today for ComboCon. Couple pieces of news. One, congratulations to Christopher Sanchez. You finished second in NL Cy Young. That's great.
You get every second place vote?
I think he did. I think Skeens got every first, sure. And he got every second.
How about Wheeler getting a fifth?
I know.
Fifth place vote.
They both would have finished probably, like top four if he didn't get hurt?
And Lizardo got votes too?
Yes.
Three? Philly's getting Cy Young votes, man.
It's not bad.
Of a staff, dude.
The Sanchez rise is just awesome. He's a great pitcher. And then the other one, not great, but kind of just puzzling and interesting. The Sixers sent Jared McCain down to the G League a few minutes ago, Hugh. He came back. He hasn't played much. He's not in a rhythm. He's only playing 10 minutes a game.
Yeah, trying to figure out where they're going to play all these guards, man, like these young cats.
I know, but shouldn't that have been factored in when they drafted Edgecombe?
Yeah.
I mean,
we talked about that.
You would think there was a plan.
Yeah. BJ, I think BJ surprised him.
Yeah, maybe. They're calling it a kind of a basketball rehab, so we shall see. He has not looked great since he came back. All right, let's grab Bruce in D.C. Bruce.
Kyle, Joe, Hugh, and the crew.
Bruce.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Oh, man. I'll tell you. I'm just glad that I was able to get in on this discussion right quick. Hugh, I got to say, I'm 100% on board with you. But before I get into my take, let me just give some perspective. Because, Joe, I see where you're coming from. I think that real issue here with AJ is that, you know, him voicing his issues early had everybody mad. Definitely had me mad. I was definitely one of those ones that – and still don't even have an issue with having him out here gone by the end of the year because of the history behind this. But this particular one cut different because I'm going to tell you, I came away from that game saying a player of his caliber, there's no reason why there's no excuses why he only had three passes thrown to him. Now, here's the other issue, and you all already brought that up. Mm-hmm. I think part of the issue is Jalen. Part of this issue, and it comes back to the coaching staff. You know, we got an OC, a rookie OC, that's been put on board with a Super Bowl caliber team full of experienced veterans. That was a marriage that I predicted. I never liked it in the beginning, and this is what you wind up with. When you have problems like that, the coaching staff is stumbling and bumbling on trying to fix a problem of this level of complexity. So that's issue number one. Number two, with Jalen, my issue is, I'm a 22-year war vet, and it's all about the mission, okay? And it's all about leadership. When you have a breakdown, okay, in leadership, in completing the missions, the cause of the are not working correctly. You know what we turn around and do? Mm. We have something called an AAR, after action report. We sit down and we evaluate what was the weak link, what was the problems, and then we're going to come up with a solution on how to fix that particular problem or somebody's performance in order to set the team up for success. This is the biggest problem that we have right now. Is nobody is talking to each other. And I'm so pissed off, this whole thing about AJ needs to shut up in color, you know, with I can't remember the man's name. You know, y'all did a take on him, It's a bunch of dog dookie. That's crazy, you know, because this is going to come back and it's going to prevent us from winning a championship because of this problem. And the coach, why is the coach, the OC, and Jalen and AJ need to sit down in a room and talk to each other? It's like one hand is not, and they're trying to, well, we're winning. That's bull crap, okay, because it's going to come back and it's going to haunt us. And this is an internal leadership problem that needs to be squared up, just like last year when the O-line went to the coach and said, hey, we need to fix
this. Well, that worked. That was a turning point. All right, Bruce, good stuff. What do you got for us for the Combo Con for people that have beef? Who are you thinking?
They not like us. They not like us.
Kendrick.
Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah, that's
right. Okay, Bruce, good one. We appreciate it. I didn't even know Bruce was a vet. He's bringing, you know, real life stuff to the table there about people getting on the same page. All right, let's grab Melanie, who's in Garner Valley. Hey, Melanie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Melanie. What's up?
I want to help you out here, Joe.
Okay.
Because I think you're right. I think it's plain and simple, and I think that I don't know. You might be day drinking these days. I don't know what's going on with him. I was going to bring you soup, but now I'm not so sure. But I just want to give you, anyway. I want to give you some facts because I think you can't really, you know, go against facts. So in the press conference, I just noted that AJ talked about himself 7 times, and Jalen talked about the team 3 times. Last year, it sort of like got on my nerves, the whole book thing that wound up getting weaved into the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I just want to watch a Super Bowl. I don't want to be talking about a wide receiver reading a book on the sideline. That's just not my thing. And I think that, I don't know if you followed this on Instagram, AJ did this whole thing about picking a nickname for him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was all hyped up that Coop had a name and how cool it was, and he wanted to have a name.
Oh, he's mad he doesn't get to use it.
Right, he doesn't get to use it. And I agree. The one thing I agree with you on is the whole the narcissistic thing. I would go so far as to say that he's envious and jealous of Saquon and of Coop. I have a request, but I just want to give AJ some ideas. Good individual sports: tennis, golf, shot put, swimming,
track and field. Yeah, he could do that too.
Snowboarding.
He could all those.
He could get his own medals. He can get his name up there. I think he needs to get away from team sports. But here's my request, Joe. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
A week ago, you put a flag in the division.
Yes, it was over, and it is. It's over.
And wait. Here's my request.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of put me over the edge a little bit and talked about Juju, right? And then what happens? Who gets hurt? And I put this out into the universe. So I half blame me, half blame you. Who gets hurt in the game?
Lane
Johnson. And I say to you, Juju is going to come back on us. How do you feel when you hear about Lane Johnson getting hurt?
Well, he came back.
So,
yeah, he came back in the game. Right. He's okay.
He's now, also practicing this week.
He's okay.
No, he's not okay. He got carted off at the end.
He
came back in the game and is practicing this week.
So you were right. He got carted off on that very tiny cart, which looks silly because he's so much bigger than the cart. But
which he made his Twitter profile picture.
Oh, did he? Yeah. He was able to come back, Melanie. So I think he's okay. So I get it. And I was on pins and needles when it happened.
Take that, Melanie.
I thought about your call.
Here's my request. Can you just please, for at least the next couple games, pull that damn flag out?
It's hard. It's such a good flag. I mean, it's over. All right, Melanie, what do you got? I'll think about it. It's under consideration. Melanie, what do you got for us for two people that had a beef?
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
Taylor Swift and Katy Perry.
I did not know about that.
I missed that one. And Hugh's not getting any soup.
Right up Hugh's alley.
Let's check in on you people. I'm sure they had a field day today.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, the pitchforks are out for Hugh Douglas today.
Okay. I got big shoulders.
Big time.
That.
Yep.
Yeah, go for it.
First of all, I need to address something because there's a little bit of a conspiracy floating around on you people that the mustache is fake.
Your mustache?
Not, as fake as Adam Schefter's tattoos this morning on First Take? Or whatever show.
Mustache is not fake. Not
that's crazy.
That'd be a long con.
That would be a very long con.
I just, when people think there's long cons, who has time for all this?
No, I mean, well, look, we do bits.
I know,
on
but
the show and on the station.
No, but that you'd have to have prestige to that.
Yeah, like, oh, I mean, yeah,
you live in the city.
It would take
people
daily
see you places. You'd have to go with the mustache everywhere.
It is not fake.
Can't do that.
Yep, not fake. A few beefs in relation to us and our show. Mm-hmm. Hugh versus Mr. Teddy, obviously.
One of our favorites.
Big time.
It's a big one.
Me versus Aaron in San Diego. is a good one.
That one's been going on from the beginning of Aaron's calls.
Yep. And
from
then one that dates back probably to before our show was you versus Jay in West Philly.
Oh, yeah, that one.
So.
Haven't heard from him in a while.
Back, no. Back to the archives with that one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where was he today defending his guy Hurts?
Interesting.
If I had the take you did, I feel like Jay would have jumped on.
Jay's a bad signal kind of guy, though.
I mean, he understood what I was trying to say. Like, most people didn't. I said I was going to recklessly speculate,
right.
And I was recklessly speculating.
You did. You lived up to what you said you were going to do.
And I did that because this is what I think AJ's feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all don't understand that, that's okay.
Yep.
That's your problem.
I'm
about to go drink some bourbon at this thing once I leave here. So that's how much I'm going to care about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody made this point. Great day for you to make that burner.
Oh, yeah. You could use one. Yeah.
I don't need a burner. I stand on business until Rod calls and then I'll delete them.
Yeah. But we need our sign. We need the sign. How many days since you was called in the boss's office?
And then I'll delete them.
Then I'll just delete them. Just call and be like, here, you probably said, I'll delete it.
And that means they go away forever.
No, they don't. But I'll
that's,
know.
Of course, how the internet works.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, Hugh sounds like he could suit up on Sunday.
You
did come in fired up.
You
did.
It's because, unlike most people that listen to our show, I actually listen to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get, like, a lot of times, because we're so wrapped up in our fandom, we don't hear what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never once said that AJ or Jalen was a bad quarterback. I am giving you my perspective as what I think AJ might be thinking.
You're putting yourself in AJ's head.
Yes.
No, people don't care about that.
Oh, no, I know they don't. They just want to feel warm and fuzzy.
Yep. Yeah. Hugh Douglas is off a rock today.
Off his rocker? Is
no,
that what
no. I think he made like a crack rock.
Oh, yeah. That will do it. Yeah, that'll affect things.
The people want AJ to change his Twitter name.
Oh, to what?
Not always open.
I like that.
1K always complaining.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Used to always be open.
Yeah, maybe 0.5K always complaining.
I like that.
He's going about to go for a nice 500 yards this season. Yeah.
It's not worth the money.
Yep. Shut your old ass up, Hugh.
That one's rich. I get paid to talk. Well, I mean,
it's literally your job.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You're a talk show host. Yeah,
it was your old man.
Yeah, I've heard that. But shut your old ass. What's an old man? Shut your old ass.
Fuck that.
I've used that one before. Shut your old ass.
Shut your old ass. Tired of these ex-Eagles that won nothing. That's it.
Wow.
They keep coming back to that, man.
You ever heard that song where Rick Ross start off? I might not be bigger than Biggie, but I'm bigger than you. That kind of plays into this because I might not be a Super Bowl champion, mm-hmm. but I'm a Super Bowl contender, and you are, sir or ma'am, nothing.
Yeah, that's unfair. I mean, it was a great era.
I agree.
Yeah, it's unfair.
I'm not worried about that.
Hugh's brought a lot of winning football to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
All three of our Eagles.
We like to keep it in perspective, though, and that person probably never played or never been in position to play, so there's that.
That's right. You're out of your element, Douglas.
I'm all in my element every day. That ain't stop me from having these fire ass takes that I have every day.
Isn't that the Big Lebowski? You're out of your element, Donnie.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
you're out of your element, Douglas. Hugh is going to ruin yet another Eagles locker room.
They don't listen. So these are my thoughts. They don't listen.
They want that Grim Reaper meme where Hugh knocks on the door.
To be fair, I think AJ's well on his way to ruining this locker room all by himself.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
yep.
Come on.
Yep.
AJ stood on business, but they're mad at me for recklessly speculating.
Yeah.
Make it make sense.
Yep.
So we're trying to piece together this bracket, which is coming up in that'll be March, I guess.
Yep.
Not coming up very soon.
But we got to start piecing together.
Yes, we do. Reckless speculation, he was screaming for a one seed season.
You know what? I don't know if you ever used the KenPom website where it ranks all the college basketball teams like numerically. It's a clear number one seed. Like, reckless speculation, Hugh has been on fire.
He's not going to like this one. Somebody brought up hormonal Hugh.
Hormonal Hugh. I'm going through menopause.
He's going through some changes. Give him a break, guys. Give him a break.
He's transition.
I'm low T. Low T. I let him live with that.
Yeah,
that was pretty
not
funny.
Bad. I mean, it's got the alliteration, which
funny.
We like.
Yeah.
Yep. If you were to drink every time Hugh recklessly speculated today, you'd be in a better place with Tucker Kraft.
I'm trying to tell you. I started the show. I told you before. I said, I'm going to recklessly speculate today.
You know what you've created with the reckless speculation? It's your way on the air of saying, with all due respect, you could say whatever you want after.
I said I was going to recklessly speculate.
My take today, it's just reckless speculation. You can't get mad.
Yep.
Can't
whatever.
Get mad at all.
And again, like, today's been flooded with attacks at Hugh.
Yeah.
That's it. I want Hugh removed from the Hall of Fame. I want a whole pregame ceremony for it, too. And then I want him put into the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
No. As a matter of fact, I got a call today. They asked me. I got to find my jacket. Because, you know.
Do you know where it is?
Malcolm and Buck O'Kiroy going in. Well, not this week, but the Dallas game. Yeah, the Bears game.
The Black Friday game.
So I got to find my coat.
Then one more.
You better start looking, man.
I'm going to start looking.
One more here. Mm-hmm. All right, maybe less sleep for Hugh next time.
Yeah, Hugh, it was a fire show. Go to sleep again at 7. 7:20 is your new bedtime.
No, less sleep. They want less sleep.
No, I'm saying I thought it was good.
I agree.
Yeah, that's for our purposes.
No, I mean, that's just the way I felt because I watched it. And again, my job here isn't to make you feel warm and fuzzy. My job is to think outside the box. And I see from some of your angry tweets and sliding my DMs, you're not comfortable with using your brain. That's okay. That's okay. You're not comfortable thinking outside the box or using brain power, your gray matter, to look at things a different way. And that's fine. If you want to get mad at me
because the brain.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you want to get mad at me because you're locked into the way that you like to think, that's fine.
I didn't think we'd get to gray matter today. But
no, I'm just saying that's fine.
You never know where the show's going. All right, we got to pick a winner for today's prize for ComboCon. So today's winner wins the rock glasses, umbrella, golf tee pack, playing cards, Weber grill brush, and automatically enter for the grand prize with the Weber grill, the 55-inch smart TV, Yeti cooler, Cornhell set, all thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. All right, we had some good ones. But I don't know. Chris Everett and Jim Rome felt like the winner today, didn't it?
Yeah, because he got choked out.
Yeah, it was a good one.
I always forget about that one.
It's an all-time
one. It's so good.
That was Mark in Delaware?
Yes.
Yeah, Mark in Delaware. You're the winner today. Automatically entered for the grand prize. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow. And I am excited to talk about the Lions game tomorrow. We got a huge game coming up.
What?
Yeah, we got a game on Sunday. It's a football game. Big one in the NFC Sunday. All right, we'll talk tomorrow. Afternoon show next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, football's in full swing. And let's be real, folks. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for that bad beat to kill your bet. Switch to the home of Fair Play where protect your all-player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same-game parlays across any first-half injury. Some books protect your bet in the first quarter. Some do nothing at all, but not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets when every football gets funded Sunday game day, Sunday, Thursday, Monday, whenever they're playing football. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player prop, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you an edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if a player gets injured in the first half, boom, you better play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in the Fanatics Sportsbook app, and the payout is super quick. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook, winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.